So if we say that we should just focus on practicing bhakti, and then we may just neglect the some attachments or some conditioning that need to be addressed, and we may just rationalize, I'm chanting Hare Krishna, everything is all right. Yes, that danger is there, definitely. Let's say that there are two different things over here. Now, there are some anarthas of ours which affect only us. Say, if I tend to overeat, I tend to oversleep. Well, that doesn't affect too many other people. Okay, say ultimately everything affects, but it's a very small thing. But there are some anarthas which have much greater consequences. If somebody is embezzling money in the community, somebody is having a extramarital relationship or something like that, that is a much bigger thing, and that has bigger consequences for the whole community, and that sort of thing has to be very strongly addressed. So, when I'm talking about it, it's primarily our own individual battle against our conditionings, which we needn't obsess too much over that. But if there are certain actions which are having bigger consequences for everyone, then that cannot be rationalized. Then yes, we may say that whoever for them that is happening, for them also it's a struggle to give it up. Yes, it may be a struggle, whatever it is, but then such a person cannot be in a position of influence or leadership. So it's important to recognize that even among anarthas or even among whatever lapses are there are degrees, or there are kinds, and especially something which is primarily my battle with my conditioning, it is not really affecting everyone too much. In that, if there are lapses, that's not a major thing. But that is something which we can battle and we can get over it. So, but if something is affecting a bigger community, then at that time strong action is required. Does it address your question? Yes, Mataji.